Good morning, everyone. Good morning. It's wonderful to see all of you here this morning. Can you all say together with me, I am baptized into Christ. I am baptized into Christ. Yes. You know, this morning we just got to see the baptism of Jaden. And it's also a reminder for us that every day we should let's remember our baptism and the benefits that we receive from it. How many of you like to play outside? Yeah, we all do, right? And the day's nice, play baseball, ride a bike, that's right. Now, when you play outside, or if it's, you know, really rainy outside, you tend to get dirty, don't you? Yeah, you get dirty, and, you know, or if you get real muddy, you accidentally fall into a field, and it's just mud, and, well, how do you wash that off? How do you get clean? What do? Yes?
Get in the bathtub.
That's right. You got to use what? Use water, right? You wash all that off, yeah, and when you get rid of that dirt, you're what? You're no longer dirty, but you're
clean.
That's right, you're clean. Now, this is how we can think about baptism as well. But baptism doesn't wash dirt off our skin. What does baptism wash away? Yes.
Sins,
that's right. Yeah, it doesn't wash our skin. Yeah, it washes away all our sins. That's right. All of our sins. And that's important to remember. Is baptism just water only? No, it's what? It's water and the Word. And if you all can say that with me, baptism is water and the Word. That's right. And all of you, when you say, I am baptized into Christ, St. Paul says, we are buried with Christ by baptism into death. So as like Christ was also raised from the dead, we also will rise with Christ. So in baptism, you are united with Christ. You're united with Christ. You are buried with Christ. You have died with Christ. All your sins, our sinful flesh has died with Christ because we're covered in sin. We're born in sin. We're conceived in sin, as David says in Psalm 51. But in baptism, we die with Christ. Our sins are washed away. And did Christ remain in the grave? Did he stay dead in the grave? No, what happened on the third day? Yes. That's right. He rose again. So if we're baptized into Christ, well, are we raised also? Yes, we are. Yes, we're also raised with Christ. We are a child of God. We're united with Christ. So, whose child are you? You're God's child. That's right. That's right. So, I invite you every day, remember your baptism. When you go wash your hands, or when you take a bath, or when you're washing your face, remember your baptism. Say, I am baptized into Christ. Remember your baptism every day. Because when you remember your baptism, know that you're sent. And a bubble bath. That's right. So when you take a bubble bath, you can say, I am baptized into Christ. You remember your baptism, right? Because in your baptism, your sins are washed away. You are united to Christ. And if you're united to Christ, that means Christ holds you in his arms. He keeps you. Can anyone tear you away from Jesus? That's right. No one can tear you away from Jesus. You are his forever through life and unto everlasting life. You take your shoes off after you get dirty, right? That's always a good thing to do, too. And you always, that's how, yeah, you remember your baptism, too, right? You take your shoes off?
Somewhere.
That's right. But then you get in trouble. That's, Jesus forgives all our sins, right? That's right, when we're in trouble, too. So remember, you know, every day, remember your baptism. Always say, too, remember, I am baptized into Christ. Can we say that one more time together? I am baptized into Christ. That's right. Let's go ahead and pray together. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, in baptism, you wash away all our sins. You unite us to the death and burial of Christ and his resurrection. We are your children. You love us very much. Help us to remember our baptism every day that we may remember our sins are forgiven and that we are your children. Bless us and the rest of this week, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.